秋楼三道马娃鸡书，马娃鸡书第三章。第16节。那时敬畏耶和华的女子问耶和华侧耳，且有异人侧耳在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华思念他。
And those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard. And the book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name.
万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必使我侧耳给我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己。
And there will be months, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son, his servant.
那时你们必归回，将善人和恶人、侍奉神和不侍奉神的分别。
So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve Him.
我们知道这里特别讲的一般人，圣经称他做敬畏耶和华、思念他的人。
You know that here they talk about a special group of people who fear the Lord and who give attention.
这里不只说到生命册。这里说到纪念册。
Here is to record not only the book of life, but the book of remembrance.
而当这些人他们彼此谈论的时候，耶和华侧耳而听。
And as these people stood there speak to one another, the Lord gave attention and heard.
这个侧耳这两个字在原文，我们知道特别讲到用在马的身上，这个马当它要听见、要听声音的时候，它就把它的耳朵就立起来。
We know that this word give attention, in the original meaning, uses especially for the horse. When the horse wants to listen and give attention, his ear will perk up.
这里说到敬畏耶和华的人，当他们谈论在地上谈论的时候，天上的神他就是侧耳而听。
And here, as those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, the God of heaven gave his attention and put his heart ear
up. So
who are these people?
在旧约里面给一个名字。
In the Old Testament, he gave them a name.
就是剩下的百姓，英文是 remnants.
And the name is the remnant.
意思就是说这些人是渔民，剩下的百姓。
He means that they are the remaining ones, they are the remnants.
那如果我们要把这个渔民把它翻译新约的话，
If we want to use the New Testament word to describe these people,
那就是新约里面的圣徒。
And that would be the overcomers in the New Testament.
所以旧约里面的渔民剩下的百姓就是新约里面的圣徒。
So the remnant according to the Old Testament are the overcomers in the New Testament.
那这一次如果愿意，我们在早晨的时间一同来看，不圣者不下。
And if the Lord willing, these times we will spend considering the calling of the overcomers.
我们说到这圣者的呼召，如同多半是根据启示录来说的。
When we talk about the calling of the overcomers, usually we base the scriptures in the Revelation.
因为启示录头二章、三章特别说到这圣者的呼召。
Because Revelation chapter 2 and 3 especially talks about the overcomers.
圣经用亚细亚的七个教会来代表那个时候教会的光景。
And the Bible uses the seven churches in Asia to represent the condition of the church at that time.
那当教会的光景荒凉了。
And when the condition of the church became desolate.
在每一个教会里面，圣灵都呼召着响。
And each of the church, God has called out to the overcomers.
不止呼召这些的圣灵。
Not only to call out the overcomers,
也应许给他们有奖赏。
He also promises to give them the reward.
所以启示录二章、三章不只说了对圣者的呼召，也说到对圣者的奖赏。
So Revelation chapter 2 and 3 not only talks about the calling of the overcomers, but it also talks about the reward for the overcomers.
简单的来说，国度就成为他们奖赏。
Simply speaking, the kingdom becomes their reward.
那么我们普通讲到这圣的呼召都是根据启示来说的。
So most times we would talk about the calling of the Old Covenant based in the book of Revelation.
那这次我们再来复习这个很熟悉的经文。But
this time when we did this, it's very familiar topic.
我们看看今天教会的情形，就像启示录所说的一样。As
we look at the condition of the church today, it is as the description recorded in the Revelation.
我们要问说，今天教会的情形如什么时候来回来？
Will ask the question, when will the Lord return in our current condition?
When we are in such
desolation, how can the Lord remain his testimony? Does the failure of men is the failure of man the failure of God?
人今天不愿意走神的道路，是不是神在地上就找不到路了？When
man refuses to walk on God's way today, does that mean God cannot find a way
over? 我们说这个答案都在这圣者身上。所以这圣者的呼召是一个非常严肃也非常重要的事。So
the calling to the overcomers is a very serious topic. Is also very important.
得胜者不是一般特别的人。他们远远在神旨意的水平线上。他们远远在神旨意的水平线上。那这些人就是圣者。
And these are overcomers.
神就把见证的责任就放在他们身上。
And God has bestowed to them the testimony.
他们在一个地方得胜。
In whichever area they are in, they overcome.
他不管在什么地方得胜。
In whichever locality they overcome.
神就认为在那个地方的教会不成熟。They
are considered that. Church in that locality is being.
所以神不是等一个地方的教会个个都成熟。So
God is not waiting for everyone in that locality to be.
如果这样，我不知道要等到什么时候。If
that was to be the case, then we don't know how long we will have to wait.
但有一般的人。当他们成熟的时候。And
they mature.
谁说这里教会成熟？
God says this locality is the church. Their victory is the victory of the whole church. They do not live for themselves. But they live for all the people of God. They do not surround themselves. And if we are a special people,
只有我们是教会，别人都不是。
That we are church, no one knows the church.
不是，他们每次追求，每次活在主面前，他们都想到全体是哪儿。
Lastly,
is
these people that
welcome
the
second
coming of the Lord.
是他们hasten，是他们促进主的。They
are the ones that hasten to come.
那问题在这里。No question.
今天处在每个地方都预备一些这样的。God has prepared such people in each locality.
就在每个地方都呼召的圣者。God called out to overcome in each locality.
Especially in the midst of such important gatherings, we all gather before Him.
但愿我们能够听见神的声音。May
we all hear His voice.
在他回来以前。Before
His coming.
他有一个工作要做。He
has work to accomplish.
他最终神的旨意乃是借着这一般人来完成。And
His ultimate purpose will be accomplished through this group of people.
这个叫做得胜者的呼召。This
is the calling to overcome.
当然，最后这些得胜者会得荣耀。
Finally, these people will receive their reward. When the Lord returns,
他们在天上要与基督发光。They
will shine with Christ in heaven.
他们在地上要与基督发光。And
they will reign with Christ on earth.
感谢。有一天你发现国度成为他们的家乡。
One day you discover that the kingdom has become the reason.
主说你这小群,
Lord says, you little flock, not your friend.
因为父乐意把他的国赐给你。
Because the Father desires to give you the kingdom.
所以国度对于一个圣者来说乃是个赏赐。
Kingdom is the reward for the
old covenant.
And because this topic is so familiar to all of us, especially in the book of Revelation. And so this time we will look at the same topic from another perspective. The book of Revelation is the last book in the New Testament. Genesis is the author and Revelation is the omega.
所以都读到启示录的时候,
and when we come to read the book of Revelation, you see God's Revelation ends here.
那马拉基书是全本旧约最后一本。
The book of Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament.
它是十七卷先知书里面最后一本。
It is the last book of the 17 book of prophets.
先知的声音到了马拉基就结束了。The
voice of the prophet ends in Mount Malachi.
后来要经过400年以后，你才听见旷野有一个人喊着说要修直主的道。After
400 years of silence, then you hear a voice in the wilderness that to make straight the way of God.
那就是施洗约翰者。That
is the voice of John the Baptist.
所以当我们看旧约跟新约的时候，So
when we look at Old Testament and the New Testament.
你看见旧约最后的一卷书是马拉基。
You see the last book of the Old Testament is the book of Malachi.
启示录这个是新约最后的。
And the book of Revelation is the last book of the New Testament.
那现在我们要问,
Now we ask the question.
当这两卷书，一个在新约，一个在旧约。
When you see these two books, one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament.
旧约最后一卷书。
The last book, the Old Testament,
就告诉我们的主耶稣第一次还有主耶稣很快的要降生在我们。And
this very clearly points to the first coming of Jesus Christ.
换句话说，当整个旧约到了马拉基的时候，
and when the Old Testament ends in the book of Malachi,
是到了伸手不见五指非常黑暗的时候，
they have already arrived in such great darkness that you cannot even see the fingers before you.
那么现在他们在后面。
Now, what are they waiting for?
他们是等候怎样从黑暗到黎明。
They're waiting to go from darkness into dawn.
当太阳升起的时候,
and when the sun shall rise again,
因着人类堕落而带来的黑暗终于结束。
This will conclude the darkness that brought upon by man's fall.
自从人堕落犯罪以后,
since man has sinned and fallen,
人类遇到了又长又深的黑暗。
We have endured a very long, lengthy and dark time.
那他们的盼望是什么？
What is their hope?
旧约的盼望是什么？
What is the hope of the old man?
那就是公义的太阳要升起。
That is the sun of righteousness shall rise again.
所以我们知道说，马拉基书就告诉我们说， 公义的太阳要升起。
So Malachi tells us the sun of righteousness will rise.
人类救主要降临在这里。
The Savior of men will be born in Bethlehem.
自从伊甸园，自从亚当和夏娃被从伊甸园赶出去以后，
since the time that Adam and Eve were chased out of the Garden of Eden,
从此失去了乐园。
They have lost the paradise.
那什么时候乐园又复得？
So how can they win back the paradise again?
他们说等候，
when they are waiting,
从亚当开始。
Since the time of Adam, since the time of Eve, until the time of Noah, so many ages passed, thousands of years passed. Now the time of
Eve,
the sun of righteousness
will
now there is hope for
the Gentiles.
When you read the entire book of the Old Testament,
你读到献祭，你也读到祭司。
You have read about the offerings, you have read about the priests.
这些让我们知道说在旧约有这些东西。
These tell us that we have such things in the Old Testament.
只是告诉我们说人怎么样能来到这里。
The only tells how men are able to come before God.
当然祭司在那献祭上。
But the priest makes the offering.
他把牛和羊牵来。
He brought him the calf.
人犯罪就把牛和羊牵来。
And after you have sinned, you will bring to the priest the calf.
然后祭司就把它献上。
And the priest will offer the animal.
那牛和羊流的血不能够除去。
The blood shed by the animal cannot remove the sin of man.
在旧约的时候，所有人的罪都是被遮盖、被血遮盖。
In the Old Testament, all the sins of men are only covered.
好像叫人看不见。
As if God were no longer able to see.
乃是等到2000年前主耶稣来到地上。
Until 2000 years ago, when Jesus came to the earth,
看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人的罪。
Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of men.
现在一世永远人的罪，乃因着主耶稣的救赎，能够得到彻底的解决。
Now, once for all, the sin of man can be resolved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以在旧约里看见牛也看见羊。
So in the Old Testament, we see bulls and we see rams.
你看见罪也能够得到一些的解决。
You see that the sin can be resolved.
但是罪说我是遮盖，好像叫人看不见。
But at best, it was just covered, so God cannot see.
你读完了整本旧约。
After you read a whole New Testament,
你心中仍有一种遗憾。
You still have this regret in your heart.
当你看见圣殿代表人怎么样能来到神的面前。
When you see how the temple represents men are able to come before God.
从祭坛。
From the altar.
代表十字架。
That which represents the cross.
然后进到圣所，然后进到至圣所。
Then you enter into the holy place and enter into the holy place.
那条路是看见。
You can see the way.
但一年一度大祭司。只就一个人代表所有全体以色列进到神的圣所去。
Once a year, the high priest will represent all the people and enter into the holy.
整个旧约的历史。
Entire history.
当你从创世纪读到马拉基的时候。
When you read from Genesis to Malachi.
你看见祭司，你看见圣殿。
You can see the priest, you see the temple.
但你心中叹一口气。
When you sigh.
每年一度只有一个人靠着血能进到这场。
Because one teacher, only one man, by the blood of the sacrificial animal, are able to enter into the holy place.
什么时候我们真的能进到这场？
When can we really enter into the holy place?
所以当我们读完旧约的时候，你看见是没有结果。
When we finish reading the Old Testament, we find that there is no.
我们看见祭司，我们也看见圣殿。
We see the priest, we see the temple.
但是我们只能叹一口气。
But we can only cry.
为什么？
Why?
因为整个的旧约乃是代表那个漫长的黑夜。
Because the entire Old Testament only describes that lengthy and darkness.
那旧约也讲了君王。
The Old Testament also talks about the king.
但当你读完整本旧约。
But after you read the Old Testament,
你觉得你心中有样东西不能填。
There is something still empty in your heart which cannot be filled.
不仅这样。
Not only.
你读旧约，你能读出333个关于主耶稣的预言，第一次来的预言。
After you read the Old Testament, you can find 333 prophecies concerning the coming of Christ.
但是当你读完马拉基书的时候，
But when you finish reading Malachi,
你要叹一口气说这都是预言。
You can only find that these are just.
有一些是预言，但现在还没有。
One day it will be fulfilled, not today.
所以整本的旧约就好像未完成的交响曲。
And so the entire book of the Old Testament is like an unfinished symphony.
是一个非常美丽的交响曲。
Even if it produces wonderful music.
但是要等到太阳升起。
But now we have to wait for the rising.
所以等到公义的太阳升起。
So when the Son of Righteousness rises,
400年以后，主耶稣降生在伯利恒。
400 years later, Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
那弟兄姊妹，现在你看人类有了盼望。
Then my sisters, now we have hope for mankind.
所以在旧约那些剩下的百姓。
So for the remnant in the Old Testament.
他们一天每一天到晚，他们就遇到盼望。
they have only one hope in their life.
等到弥赛亚来的时候，我们就有盼望。那天太阳才真正的照成黎明时，所以当我们读到他记述的时候，你知道说前面有一个盼望。
没有多久，弥赛亚要来。主耶稣要降生在我们。那启示录呢？那时候我们读已经回来。但是我们知道主耶稣有一天还要回来。所以启示录特别给我们看见，代表回来以前的启示。
And the Revelation, especially, shows that the vision of the Christ is the second.
The only time you can behold the morning star is during the darkest time, right before the sunrise.
那么我们知道说，这就是圣灵为什么给了我们启示。So
we understand that is why the Holy Spirit has given us the Book of Revelation.
那在马拉基是等候主第一次来。
In the Book of Malachi, waiting for the first coming of the Lord.
启示录乃是等候主第二次来。
In the Book of Revelation, we're waiting for His second coming.
马拉基给我们看见主第一次来以前神的百姓的光景。
启示录也给我们看见，在主第二要来以前，神教会光景是怎样。Revelation describes to us the condition of the church of God before He comes.
旧约说到神属地的。And
the Old Testament talks about His earthly
dimension.新约说到神属天的。And
the New Testament talks about His
heavenly.所以你看见马拉基的信息跟启示录的信息是遥遥相对的。
So you see that the Book of Malachi and the Book of Revelation, their message is the same.
从这边你能看见一幅画。From
the Old Testament, you can see some pictures.
等到将来神的教会出现的时候。But
in the future, when the appearance of His church.
结果新约跟旧约刚好两幅画，就彼此解释彼此的回应。Then
you see that there are two pictures. They can describe and answer each other's questions.
所以我们为什么这一次要马拉基来看的圣灵？That
is why we wanted to look at the calling of the Old Covenant through the Book of
Malachi.我想我稍微的给用一点的概念，也许大家对马拉基一点都不熟悉。Maybe
I will give you some concept concerning the Book of Malachi if you are not familiar with the book.
我想我们大概为了年轻人，我们很快的复习一下原本的圣经。
For the sake of young people, we will quickly review the entire Bible.
那新约，旧约有39卷，新约有27卷。There is 39
books in the Old Testament and 27 books in the New Testament.
那旧约最早有5卷的摩西五经。In the
earliest book in the Old Testament is called 5 books in Moses.
那新约最早有4卷书叫四。And
the New Testament has 4 early books called the Gospels.
我们知道律法就是摩西的。
We know that law came from Moses.
恩典和真理乃是基督来。Grace
and truth comes from Jesus.
所以，当你读到摩西五经的时候，So
when you read the five books of Moses,
你看见律法。You
can see the law.
因为这五卷是律法。Because
these are the books of law.
但当我们读四福音的时候，But
when we read the four gospels,
我们看见恩典和真理。We
see grace and truth.
所以这是最早的五卷旧约的书卷，还有最早新约的四卷，五经。These
are the beginning books of the Old Testament and the beginning books of the New Testament.
然后接着一段就是历史。And
then you have a section of the Book of History.
那因着律法就产生律法之子。And
because of God, it gives birth to the Son of God.
所以我们的以色列人乃是律法之子。And
therefore, this Israelite.
他们有一段历史，这段历史就是《约书亚》《以斯帖》《诗经》这其中历史书所告诉我们。
And their history is recorded from Joshua to Esther.
那是因着恩典和真理。
And because of grace and truth.
许多人相信耶稣基督，他们都成为恩典者。
Many people who believe in Jesus Christ have become the sons of grace.
所以使徒行传乃是说到这个恩典历史，恩典之子他们的历史。
And so the book of Acts describes the history of these sons of grace.
所以很明显的，使徒行传是和旧约历史书是相对的。
And so that you can put side by side the book of Acts to the book of history in the Old Testament.
然后接着的就是诗歌或者智慧书在旧约。
Then in the Old Testament, it continues to have the book of Psalms.
你从约伯记开始，一直到各种诗歌。
From the book of Job to the Ecclesiastes, from the Song of
Solomon. 这五卷我们称它做 wisdom book， 或者称它做诗歌。
And these five books we call them the book of wisdom.
那这个特别说到律法之子他们的心理。
These books especially describe the experiences of the sons of law.
那么在新约，我们知道从罗马书一直到犹大书，那一部分书叫做书信。
And in the New Testament, we find from the book of Romans until the book of the Epistle of Jude.
圣灵不只给我们看见恩典之子的历史。
The Bible not only shows the history of the sons of grace.
它也给我们看见今天恩典之子他的经历是什么。
But it also shows us the experience of the sons of grace.
那么这个就是新约的书信所告诉我们。
And these are described in the epistle down in the New Testament.
那么然后呢，旧约最后是十七卷的先知书。
The last books of the Old Testament are the 17 books of prophets.
他们说到律法之子的前途。
It talks about the future of the sons of law.
我们在世界上有两班人。
We know that there's two types of people in this world.
有一般的人就是罗马人和希腊人。
So one group is the Romans and the Greeks.
他们的荣耀和他们的光荣在过去。
Their glory is in the past.
他们每次想到荣耀的时候，都是讲他们过去。
Every time they talk about their glory, it is in the past.
但是还有一般的人。
And there's another group of people.
就是以色列人和教会。
And this is the Israelites and the church.
当他们讲到荣耀的时候，就讲的是。
When they talk about their glory, it is also always in the future.
到底以色列有没有前途？
Will there be any future for the Israelites?
你如果从旧约里看以色列历史中亡国的历史。
If you read the Old Testament, you find that they are the people who fought.
一个亡国奴会有前途？
Will there be future for people who have lost their
name? 一个亡国奴会有明天？
Will there be tomorrow for those people who have lost?
所以圣经用了十七卷的先知书来告诉我们他们是谁。
So the Bible uses 17 books to tell us that these are people who have a future.
那地上的教会，地上的百姓有钱。
And will the people of this earth have a future?
那么教会有没有钱？
Will there be future?
教会有没有明天？
Will there be tomorrow for the church?
你看看今天教会的光景。
If you look at the condition of church,
当教会自尊不立。
When there is so many divisions in the church,
当神的儿女彼此相咬相吞的时候。
When the children of God begin to fight at each other,
当神的儿女在那里，在当神的儿女在那里妥协，向世界妥协的时候。
When the children of God compromise with this world,
我们要问一个问题。
We need to ask the question.
教会有没有前途？
Is there a future for the church?
教会有没有明天？
Is there tomorrow for the church?
那个答案在哪里？
Where do you find the
answer? 那就是启示。
You find it in the book of Revelation.
如果不是启示录的话，
Without the book of Revelation,
我想我们这些老鸟会灰心。
We will all be disappointed.
你活得越长，
The longer you live,
你经历越多，
The more experiences
you have, 你稍微知道点什么叫做教会生活。
If you know a little bit about church life,
你会发现说教会生活是没有一个人是不是人过的。
You would discover that the church life is not a life of man.
弟兄姊妹，那现在我们要问，
Now we ask the
教会是不是一定注定失败？
Is church destined to fail?
是不是神的见证注定要失败？
Is God's will destined to fail?
啊，最大的安慰在哪里？
And the greatest comfort is
那就是启示。
We found it in the book of Revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你注意，当你比较旧约跟新约
，And to say, as you compare the Old Testament with the New Testament,
一面说到神属地的百姓
，On one hand, it talks about God's earthly people.
他们是律法之子
，They are the sons of God.
神在他们身上有带领
，And God has His guidance.
所以他们有一段历史
，Therefore, they have a period of
history. 是与神同在的历史
，And And this is the picture that they walk the talk.
那就是历史中告诉我们。
That's what is described in the book.
但也不是这样。
But not only.
他们在神里有永生。
They also have a type of life.
他们在神里有永经历。
They have a certain experience.
那就是诗篇告诉我们他们怎么经过的。
And that's what is described in the book of Psalms.
歌中的歌。
The Song of Songs.
箴言。
The Proverbs.
传道书。
And the Ecclesiastes.
还有约伯记。
And the book of Job.
那同样的经历。
And the same.
整本的使徒行传给我们看见教会那份荣耀的事。使徒行传。
The book of Acts shows us the glorious history of the Saints of Grace.
哎，今天我们怎么经历我们的主呢
？Today, how do we experience our
Lord? 睡神儿女的经历。
And so the experience of the children.
你看圣灵是借着书信来告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit describes to us through the epistle.
然后最后我们说过，在旧约，在神的百姓中间，
Lastly, we mentioned that among the children of God,
讲到他们的前途的时候，
When you discuss about their future,
是十七卷的先知书可以形容。
It is described through the 17 books of Psalms.
那么在新约有一卷就是启示录。
There's only one book in the New Testament which is the Revelation.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看见借着这些，借着旧约圣经和新约圣经。
Through the Old Testament and the New Testament.
我们不只看见神百姓的过去、现在和将来。
Not only you see the past of the children of God, but also the present and the future.
想到我们历史是说的过去。
We talk about the history that is the past.
想到我们经历是说的现在。
We talk about experience which is now.
想到明天是说的将来。
And our tomorrow is our future.
所以圣经用旧约和新约来把他的旨意向我们解开。
And so the Bible uses Old Testament and New Testament to unlock the history of the will of God.
那非常有意思。
This is very interesting.
你如果读十七卷的先知书的话。
If you read all 17 books of the prophets,
你看从最早一卷开始。
You see from the earliest book.
然后一直到马太福音。
然后接下去的，如果讲新约的话，那么先知书当然有许多启示文。And so, if you go to the New Testament, of course the prophets are found in Revelation.
所以这里一共有十七卷的先知书。
Here we have 17 books of the prophets.
这里有二十一章的启示文。
And in the book of Revelation, there are 21 chapters.
但如果你理解了它的结构。
But if you compare the structure, you find something amazing.
就是马太书是和启示录的二章、三章是相对的。
Malachi is comparable to Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
Correspondent. 然后你发现说前面的十六卷先知书是和启示录后面从第四章有一直到22章遥遥相对。
And The previous 16 books of prophets correspond with the last from the book of Revelation from chapter 4 to 22.
那我们怎么知道呢？
How do you know this?
你如果仔细的读马拉基书，
If you read the book of Malachi,
你就发现非常稀奇。
You find something amazing.
马拉基书的体裁和 style 是和所有先知书都不一样。
And the style of the book of Malachi is different than all the other prophets.
在马拉基书里面，你发现神一共说了七段话。
In the book of Malachi, you find that God has seven discourses.
而这七段的话是神自己直接对他的百姓。
And these seven discourses, God has spoken to his people directly.
你有没有记得？你记不记得在启示录二章三章呢？
Do you remember and recall in Revelation chapter 2 and 3?
那里主对小雅琪就写信，写七封的书信给雅琪雅的七个教会。
And there God has wrote the letters to the seven churches in Asia.
那七封书信乃是教会后面的事。
And the seven letters are written to the church in Revelation.
教会 abnormal 不正常的事。
And the church is abnormal.
结果主就借着约翰。对于小雅西亚，对雅西亚的七个教会，就写了七封信。
And God had used John to write seven letters to the seven churches in Asia.
当教会正常的时候。
But the church is normal.
你记得神是借着保罗给教会七封信。
You you remember God had used Paul to write seven letters to the church.
你读保罗书信,
when you read the letters of epistles from
Paul,
it is definitely God's word.
但是那些话都是借鉴,
but those are indirect words.
神借着保罗,
God has spoken through Paul.
那是教会正常,
and that is under the normal.
当教会反常,
when the church is abnormal,
又是西方书信,
there is another seven letters.
不过这七封书信跟前面七封就不一样。
But these seven letters are different than the previous letters.
你看每一封书信都是直接的对教会说话。
Each letter was spoken to the people directly from God.
所以当你读这个启示录七封书信的时候，
so when you read the seven letters in the Revelation,
那你不只给我们看见主的话，
not only shows us the word of God,
那就是直接所说的。
He shows us the direct word.
所以当你读到那段圣经的时候，
when you read these passages,
你看见主对, 以弗所教会怎么说，
what does God say to the church of Ephesus?
他说我知道你的行为，
since I know your deeds,
然而有一件事我要责备，
and the one thing I'm against you,
所以你应当回想你是从哪里坠落等等等等，
and that you have left your first love, and so remember where you have fallen in the shepherd.
你看这些话是神直接对他的百姓说的。
So these are words God has spoken directly to the people.
对士兵长是这么说。
And what he says is Smyrna.
对兵长我也这么说。
He also spoke to Pergamon.
对了这边怎么说。
He spoke to Philadelphia.
沙棘怎么说。
And to the church of Sardis.
老底家也怎么说。
And to the church of Laodicea.
他不光这样。 他不光说我知道你的行为，
not only he says I know your deeds,
然后你说我是富，
and then he said you say you are rich.
所以我们主不光对老底下说，
so our Lord not only spoke to the church of Laodicea,
不光直接说话，
not only spoke to them directly,
而是在老对话，
and he has a dialogue with them.
我说你进入温水也不冷也不热，
I say you are neither cold nor hot.
你说我是富足已经发了财一样的权，
but you said you are rich, you are not lacking in anything.
我说你是那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼之身的，
I said that you are the pitiful one in the blind.
你有没有觉得七封书信那个神说话的那个体裁跟从前不一样？
And you see the structure of God's words are different than before.
所以看见在启示录里面二章三章神说的主说了七段。
And so in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, God has spoken seven times.
最早对你不所说的。
The first message was to Ephesus.
最后对老底家教会说。
And the last message was to the church of Laodicea.
他们有马拉基历史。
When you read the book of Malachi, it's the same.
你看第二章第一章第二节。
You see chapter 1.
耶和华说我曾爱你。
God said, I have loved you.
你看你现在主直接对他的百姓说话。
Now God spoke to his people directly.
你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢？
But you say, how have you loved us?
你看见这是第一段话。
从第一节一直到第一节，从第一节一直到第一节。第六节，你看怎样？第六节，你藐视我们的祭司啊！第六节，你藐视我们的祭司啊！关于这句话对你们说，OK，然后下面第这个这个六节最后。
你们却说我们何事上藐视你的名？
The last portion of verse 6. But you say, how have we despised your name?
你看见了谁说你们这藐视我们的祭司？
You see, God said, you priests who despise my name.
这是神直接对他百姓说的话。
These are words God spoke directly to the people.
但结果他们怎么说？你们却说我们何事上藐视你的名？
How did they respond? They said, how have we despised your name?
神每次说话都是光，因为神就是光。
Each time when God spoke, it is light, it is here.
谁说你藐视我？
God said that you despise my name.
如果我们光明正大，
if we are in our normal condition,
我们在神的光中应该披麻蒙灰尘。
And under the light of God, we should put on sackcloth.
因为在神的光中，我们看见了我们自己的本相。
Because under the light of God, we see our true condition.
但是你记住，
but please remember,
谁说你们藐视我的名？
God said, you despise my name.
你们却说, 我们的何事上你要治理?
But you say, how have you despised your name?
在光中没有悔改。
They were under the light, but there is no
light. 在光中没有流泪。
There's no tear under the light.
现在反而他们说, 我们什么事上你要治理?
Now they actually said, how have you despised your name?
弟兄姊妹, 你看见没有? 这是马拉基书很特别的题材。This is a very special. 所以这就含在第二段。And this includes
the second.
那就是从第六节一直到这个第一章最后一节。And
this is from chapter verse 6 till the last verse of chapter
所以如果一口气读下去的话，So
if you continue to read.
你知道这里谁说了一段很完整的话。
Here God has spoken the section of very complete
words. 那就是从第六节一直到第一章末尾。
And that is from verse 6 till the end of chapter 1.
然后第二章第一节是另外一段的开始。
And chapter 2 verse 1 is the beginning of the next section.
众祭司啊，这诫命是传给你们的。
Now the commandment is for you, O priest.
第八节。
你们却偏离正道，是许多人在律法上跌倒。你们背弃了我与立位所立的约，这是万军之耶和华。Chapter verse 8. But as for you, you have turned aside from the way. You have caused many to stumble by the instruction. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts.
那这是神说的第三段的话，从第二章第一节一直到第九节。
This is the third section of God's word. From chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 9.
然后第十节,
and then verse
10.
This is the beginning of the next section.
我们岂不都是一位父吗?
Do we not all have one father?
十四节,
verse 14.
你们还说这是为什么呢?
And you say, for what reason?
所以你看这又是一段对话。
See, this is another dialogue.
从第十节一直到第十六节。
From verse 10 to verse 16.
那是第四段。
That's the ending of fourth section.
那第五段就是第十七节开始。
And the fifth section begins from
第二章第十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
你没有言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们的何事上反锁他？
You have wearied the Lord with your word, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
那从这里就一直引了一段话，一直到第三章第五节。
And here he continues to speak until chapter 3, verse 5.
那是第五段。
That's the fifth section.
第六段是第六节开始。
And the fifth section began from verse 6.
因为我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各的子没有耶和华。
For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O son of Jacob, are not consumed.
万军的耶和华说：“从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问我说：我们如何才是转向你？”
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return?
前面谁说我说？
In the beginning, God says, I say.
你们却问我说，我们如何才转回？
But you said to me, how shall we return?
所以我们知道从第六节这一段一直到第十二节，这就成为第六段。
So from verse 6 to verse 12, that's the sixth section.
所以你看这里的结构很自然的，你如果读上下文都很清楚。这一个段落，一个段落有几个段落？
And you can see the structure of this scripture very clearly. One section after another.
然后我们看十三节。
We look at verse 13.
耶和华说：“你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我们用什么话顶撞了呢？你呢？”
Your word has been arrogant against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, "What have we spoken against thee?"
所以，一直从十三节到第四章第三节，这就是最后一个。
And from chapter 3, verse 13, until chapter 4, verse 3, that is the last section.
然后第四节跟第五节是结论。
And verse 4 and 5 are conclusions.
而第一章第一节的乃是那个序。
And Malachi chapter 1, verse 1 is the introduction.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？在马拉基书里面，很自然的神说了七段的话。
And so brothers and sisters, you see that God has spoken seven sections of words very naturally in the book of
Acts. 前有序，后面有答.
There is an introduction, there is also an end conclusion.
所以你可以看得很清楚，马太耶稣和启示录的二章、三章可以有完全遥遥相对。
And so you see the book of Malachi is corresponding to the Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
那么当你读这七卷书经的时候，但是读这七段话，你和七封书信对比的时候，你可以看得清楚这两段的话是怎样彼此解释。不过我希望大家，你们如果回去读马拉基的时候，
But I hope that you return to me to read this
book.
If you carefully read all sections of the word, you will find that there is a symmetry in the
seven dialogues.
We know that in God's creation and in His
words,
if He wants to express some kind of beauty, He would use a complementary method. Let me give you a very simple
example.
For example, the men are the masterwork of God. So as you look at each man, no matter who they are, some are a little fat and some are tall, some are short. But they have something in common. They represent the master work of God.
当神创造的人用美是他的创造的人。
When God created man, there is a beauty in there.
There is a beauty of creation.
So how do we describe this beauty?
你看每一个人，你如果看一个人的话，
If you look at a man,
你可以从中间的画一条垂直线上，
You can draw a line straight down the middle.
然后你会发现呢，这一条线是基本线上的镜子。
And you would see that this line is a point of mirror.
然后这个身体的两边有一种对称，是镜子的对称。
And then there is a symmetry on either side.
那这边有眼睛，这边有眼睛。
You have eye here, you have eye here.
那距离是不相等的。
The distance is the same.
我不说完全一样，但是大概是相等的。
I'm not saying that is the same, but it's pretty similar.
你看你耳朵也大概是这个距离的。
You see that our ears.
两个手也这样。
你好像把这两个眼睛换掉了，没有换掉。你的眼睛的方向是右边的，右边的左边。你读到你读到右边的，你先看到他右手。然后右脚。右眼睛。右眉毛。
我给你用中文举个例子，然后英文的举个例子再怎么了？因为这个上面是上对的，海是海对的，所以这个叫，所以这个可以用左边读过去，也可以用右边读过去，也可以。那么英文的意思很简单，就是 I like love Rebecca as much as Rebecca love I. 这个是那个比较简单的。 所以你左边可以读过去，也可以读右边读过去。这个代表神创造我们的时候，这个对称。那你读到马拉基的时候，
When you read the book of Malachi,
你会发现第一段的话和最后一段话是对应。
You will see the
symmetry
between the first dialogue and the second.
And then
the sixth is symmetrical to the sixth. The second
is symmetrical
to the sixth. And the third to the
fifth.
And then the fourth one.
那我想我没有，我们这个不是查经，我只是把重点给你们就可以。
This time we're not focusing
on
doing Bible study,
so
I'm just showing you
this. 那么你读到这个启示录的，把启示录二章、三章也是可以。When
you read Revelation chapter 2 and 3, you follow the
same. 你看，以撒所教会跟老底嘉是对称。And
the church in Ephesus corresponds to the church in Laodicea.
以弗所是放松的教会。Ephesus
is a relaxed church.
我们的老底嘉还是不冷不热，是温水教会。
And the Laodicea is a church that neither cold or hot.
你看见在七个教会中，两个教会没有被责备。
You see, in the seven churches, there were two churches that were not.
那你第二个是没哪个教会的这个权威。
And that is the second church in Smyrna, and the last, the second to the last.
所以你看，他们这两个对称。
So these two are
symmetrical.
And Pergamon is. Symmetrical to start.
然后最后的就是最中央的那个就是。The central one is the side arrow.
You can discover that the Holy Spirit has a revelation.
因为马拉基的时候，实在说来形容今天我们。
Because the time of Malachi truly describes
our
condition today. Malachi is
a
darkness time.
Today,
how we desire that the morning star shall appear soon. Before the Lord,
you
see the conditions of the church are as described in Revelation. Before his first coming. The condition of Israelites
were
just as described in the book of Malachi.
那么马拉基书一开始这里说的，我曾爱你。
In the beginning of Malachi, he says, I have loved you.
你们却说你在何时上爱我？
When you
speak Revelation 2, so,
一开始就是以弗所教会失去了他起初的爱。In the very beginning, when the church of Ephesus, God said that you have lost your first love.
他们刚开始的时候,
in the beginning,
神说我曾爱你,
God says, I have loved you.
他们有感觉,
they have feelings.
因为他们被起初的爱了,
because they were filled by the first love.
但是30年,
but after 30 years,
他们知识更加了。
Their knowledge increased. Their revelation also increased. But they had fallen from the first
time.
It seems that they are asking, how have you loved us?
那同样的，当你读到马来西亚最后的时候。
When you read to the last, to the end of Malachi.
你看见说，这个以色列人他们用话来顶撞我。
You see how the Israelites rebelled against God with their words.
结果他们还说我们什么话来顶撞你呢？
And they say, how have we rebelled against you?
弟兄姊妹，为什么他们怎么顶撞？
How would they rebel against
you? 他们有一段很长时间的历史。
They have this long tradition and history of serving.
他们不是刚认识的。
It's not just begin.
他们是否在有了一番的经历？
They have some experience in serving.
现在他们居然说我们是否能够成为。
And yet, now they say that it is in vain that we serve God.
我们遵守神所吩咐的有什么益处？
And how we benefit as we obey.
我们把最好的时间都奉献给他。
We have offered to give our best time.
经过了30年和40年。
After 30, 40 years.
和我同班的同学一比较，你看看我们今天得到什么？
When I compare to my own classmates, what have I gained?
是否那是突然的？
To serve God in
vain. To obey this
command, what benefit
is?
What is the benefit for us to hold fast between the the Lord of hosts.
你不是奉献，而且你全部全然的奉献，有什么好处？
Not only you have offered yourself, you have offered yourself completely, and what's the
benefit?
When we begin to offer ourselves, we never count the cost. But one day, when you look back into your old history, what benefit? What benefit? What did I gain?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这里的情形，就像老底家的情形。
You see, the condition here is like the condition in
Laodicea.
Our Lord is knocking the door on the outside. He wants to come in to sit at the table. Not only these people are talking to one another.
Not only
these people are talking to one another. The God of heaven will listen attentively.
所以当你比较马拉基书和启示录二章三章的时候，
So when you compare and contrast Malachi with Revelation chapter
2, you will see that God has the same subject.
He used the same style,
the
same tone.
So you see,
God
has
the
same
tone.
He used the same tone of words.
We know that there are many prophets before Malachi.
他们用的 style， 他们用的那个题材啊，都是宣告，多半是宣告。
The style that they have adopted are most proclamations.
那么神的话领导我怎样怎样怎样，那是都是宣告。
It always begins that the word of God has come to me and so and so and so.
那马拉基是最后的结局。
The Malachi is the last prophet.
我们知道，大概公元前六百年左右，以色列与犹大两个支派就被掳到巴比伦去。
Until about 600 BC, the two tribes of Judah have been taken captive. They have no synagogue, so they cannot, their sin cannot be
read.
But in Babylon, they can still read the word and they can still pray.
所以每十个人他们就可以有一个会堂。
And so every 10 men, they will form a synagogue.
到安息日的时候。
On the day of Sabbath,
虽然没有祭司献祭，
even though they have no priests to make offerings,
但是呢，现在他们不显得话。
But now, they read the word of God.
那先知是明白神的话。
Priests are people who understand the word of God.
是先知来告宣告的人。
Priests are the ones who proclaim the will of God.
所以以色列人并不危急。
So before the captivity of the Israelites,
你看见祭司的体系 ，priesthood 是非常主要的。
You see that the priesthood is very as a major.
因为祭司是和圣殿紧紧连在一起。
Because the priests are as a closely knit to the temple.
那么自从他们被掳到巴比伦以后，
But since they were taken captive to Babylon,
现在他们只有会堂。
Now they only have synagogue.
神的话变得非常的重要。
But God's word becomes very major.
所以因为祭司已经不能替他们去世。
Because the priest can no longer perform the priestly duty.
所以现在最主要的职事乃是先知的职事。
And now the most important duty is the duty of the prophet.
那么那个时候呢，他们主要教导以色列的百姓。
And their main duty is to teach the people of Israel.
那马拉基就是最后的先知。
Malachi is the last prophet.
所以因为那个时候已经有了会堂。
And because at that time they already have synagogue. And when Malachi had prophecy,
那这个时候你看他们题材有了很大的改变。
And now you see that the subject matter is greatly changed.
不再像从前的先知一样。
His style is not as the same as the previous.
像撒加利亚，像哈该等等。
Not like Zechariah or Haggai.
或者以赛亚。
Or Isaiah.
或者耶利米。
Or Jeremiah.
或者是以西结。当他们做预言的时候，就用宣告的方式。
When they speak prophecy, they speak in such way as people pray.
但是马拉基不同。
The Malachi.
因为会堂的建立以后
，After the construction of the temple.
现在先知的那个教导。
Now the prophet has a duty to teach.
所以现在他不只是用宣告的题材。
So he will no longer use the style to proclaim.
他一面是先知，一面也是教师。
On one hand, he is the prophet, on the other hand, he is the teacher.
所以他就开始教导神。
So he began to teach the word of God.
当以色列光有荒凉时，
When the Israelites are in the such
a place, 马拉基不止责备他，
Malachi not only rebuked
him, 马拉基要教导他，
He would teach them.
要他们明白过来。
To cause them to understand.
他们里面是黑暗的。
And to see their darkness.
当神光照他们的时候。
When God shined upon them.
神说你藐视我的内心。
He said, you despise my
name. 他们在黑暗里面。
They are in the dark.
他们还说我们在什么地方藐视。
They said, where have we despised them?
所以这个时候你醒醒。你不光是责备。
Not only you need to redeem,
你还要叫他们从黑暗里面醒悟过来。
You also need to cause them to be awakened from the dark.
所以这需要教导。
This is our teaching.
所以马拉基不只是先知，马拉基也是教导。
Malachi is not only a prophet, he's also a teacher.
那么他怎么教导呢？
How did he teach?
你看他们教导的时候。他知道有一种的教导是最有效的，最有果效的。
He knows that there is certain style of teaching is most effective.
所以他就用了问答的题材。
So he used the dialogue.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？当以色列不明白，当以色列他们在黑暗里面的时候。
When Israelites have walked in the darkness.
那这个时候先知如果说话了。
If this time the prophet begins to speak.
如果要他们明白神的旨意呢？
If the prophet wants them to understand the will of God.
你要先问他。
First, ask them a question.
But
this is with
a
question and
an
answer. And from the question and answer, you will begin to tell their
position.
And from this question and answer, you know where to find a way to heal them.
这是为什么到了马太基督，你看有七段的话都是问答方式。
And that's why in the book of Malachi, you find seven dialogues.
而最稀奇的启示录二章三章也是如此。
And most amazingly, Revelation chapter 2 and 3 is the same stuff.
你知道在希腊世界里面有三个伟大的教师。
You know that the Greeks have produced three great teachers.
一个是苏格拉底，一个是柏拉图，一个是亚里士多德。
Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle.
那他们曾经教导了他们弟子的一共130年。
They have taught their students for 130 years.
你知道苏格拉底的特点在什么地方？
Do you know what is so unique about Socrates?
苏格拉底怎么教导他的弟子呢？
How does Socrates teach his students?
大家都知道苏格拉底他特别的方式。
Everyone knows that he has a special method.
他都是用问答的方式。
He always uses questions.
所以圣经学者认为马拉基应该是希伯来世界里面的苏格拉底。
And so many people believe that Malachi should be the Socrates of Hebrews. So you know why he used such style.
但是我想对我们来
说 But as for us,
最重要的是
The most important
就是不管圣灵是用什么样的题材
No matter what format the Holy Spirit will use.
启示也好
Through revelation.
教导也好
Through teaching.
但是你们一看见圣灵的目的就是叫我们圣灵的目的就是叫光能够渗透到我们里面的黑暗里。
So no matter what format, the Holy Spirit always wants to bring the light to penetrate into our
soul. 老底家不只是贫穷。
Laodicea is not only poor.
老底家的人更严重，他不知道的。
The most difficult thing for the church of Laodicea is that they do not know this.
所以你在老底家身上不只是贫穷，而且贫穷加上瞎眼。
And that's why they're not only poor, they're also blind.
那今天在主回来以前
，And today before the Lord,
你看见在一般神的儿女身上
，You see that in some children of God,
你看见他们不仅是贫穷
，You see that they're not only poor,
他们不知道
，They don't know that they're
poor. 在另外一般神的儿女身上，他们知道他们自己贫穷
，And in other people's children of God, they know they're poor.
他们为谦卑
，And therefore,
他们认为做到
，They are teachable.
同样一本书。
But the same book.
你看，这一般的弟兄姊妹，这个我不知道读了多少遍了。
To some people, they say, "I have read and read so many times."
但有一般的弟兄姊妹，他们觉得这是好像我从来没有读过。
But to another group of brothers and sisters, they say, "It's as if we have never read it before."
请记住，
We
现在马拉基说话的对象。
And the subject to whom the Malachi spoke.
不是对那些真正贫穷的人。
It is not to those people who are
poor. 有的人贫穷，他也知道自己贫穷。
Some people who are poor, they know they're poor.
我这里一般人是他贫穷，他不知道自己贫穷。
But even if you spoke to these people who are poor, yet
they don't know they're poor. 他失败，他不知道自己失败。
They have failed, yet they don't know they're failing.
他还以为自己得胜了。
They still thought that they had triumphed.
我们走在神旨意的道路上。
We are walking in the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，明白吗？这里有一些的话特别神对这一班人。
here there are special words that God has spoken to this group of people.
所以他们回来以前,
so before his return,
不叫回来的时候,
he will call to a group of overcomers.
那么一切就回来,
those who will wait and receive his
coming.
有我们要记住，在回来以前，神百姓的光景，一面向马拉基这样所说的，一面向启示录来说。我想我们很简单的就从马拉基一章开始。 We will simply begin from Malachi chapter
1.
In the beginning, God says, I have loved you, but you say, how have you loved
us?
When God told us that I have loved you,
证明是爱与恩慈,
and it tells you proof that there is a history who is
God.
This is not the first day story. This is not their first encounter. There's already some history to this story. God remembers that his love never changed. God remembers that his love never changed. Now God says to them, I have loved you. But what is the response?
你在什么事上爱我?
How have you loved me?
所以这里的爱就是受伤的爱。
Many times our position
is wrong.
We know that we love
him
and our position is wrong.
But
now
we
to show us
who
is love.
I love you, even if you are
I love you,
and
you say, how have you loved
us?
Now God begins to tell us how to love us. He says, even
without
Esau, Jacob's brother, yet I have loved Jacob.
That
brings
me to
know Jacob and
Esau.
And to see
you
all know the story of Jacob and Esau.
This story is about Jacob.
This is the story of the twins.
第二，雅各想尽办法希望必先成。
Jacob used all his means to be the first one.
结果最后他还做了第二。
And yet he came out the second.
所以以扫就变成了雅各的哥哥。
And so Esau became his older brother.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
在旧约来说，
In the Old Testament,
因为长子是个有条件。
A firstborn is someone with a plan.
如果说不行的话，
if he is the father, his selection must be the firstborn. And because he has fortune in his strongest, so the firstborn received a special place.
Esau
was Jacob's brother. Wasn't Esau Jacob's brother? Yet I love Jacob. Esau came out with
more data.
Esau and Esau has a better requirement than Jacob. But the Lord loves Jacob.
我们知道说，圣经告诉我们，神是亚伯拉罕的神。
The Bible tells us that God is God of Abraham. 这个我们能懂，这个我们能理解。This we can understand.
神是以撒的神，我们也能懂。
We also understand that God is the God of Isaac. But how can God be the God of Jacob? And here is a love that is the love of collection. God has every reason to collect Abraham. He also has reason to elect Isaac. Here it shows us how has God loved us. There is a love of election. We are the opposite of
the people.
We have no reason. When you read the story of the Israelites, and God especially mentions
Enoch.
Now, when you see God is the God of history, you see how God led the descendants of Jacob and also the descendants
of Israel.
Now you understand where God has loved us. Then he tells us the story of Enoch. Enoch was thrown down. But what's the
Edomite?
He says, we will build, rebuild the ruins. And when they spoke these words, and there was the first Arab nation born at that time. And this is the promise that God has given to Ishmael. One day Ishmael will become a great nation. The first one of Ishmael is
100年。那么结果呢，他所建立的帝国就叫做拿巴先帝国，拿巴先的kingdom。
And he had built the first one of Ishmael is Nehat. And so his kingdom is called an invasion.
对，这个拿巴先帝国呢，是可以说是在罗马帝国那个时候以前，在红海附近是很大的地方。
The invasion kingdom is a great kingdom before the Roman kingdom.
一直从西奈半岛，然后一直到叙利亚那一带，共同是他们的影响。
Sinai Peninsula all the way to Syria, those
territories all belong to them.
So we know that Israel had to build a great nation. And they had taken the city of Petra as their capital.
We know Petra is the Obadiah所说的那座城，也就是以扫，就是以东地那个城。
And we know that the Petra is in the land of Edom. From then on, the Edomites never raised their head again. Just like the scripture describes. He was forever thrown down.
那为什么？你应该是我到底神在什么事上爱我？
As you turn back and see how God has been on.
当你回头来看那个历史的时候，
when you look back to the history,
你看神怎么对待你的？
You see how God has treated the Edomites.
你我就知道到底神在什么事上爱我。
Then you and I can understand where God has loved us.
当神说这个话，你知道大概是主前400多年的时候。那个时候，以色列人呢，他们有一部分人已经回到他们的城。我大概说一下。在以色列的国度是最荣耀的大卫时。
During the heydays of the Israelite nation, that's during the time of King David. And that's when they come to the time of Solomon, he had built the temple. Solomon has two unique points. One is he had built the temple. And second, he is the wisest king in the whole world.
这个最有智慧的人做了一个最愚昧的事。
The wise king has done something most foolish.
没有一件事比拜偶像更愚昧。
There's nothing more foolish than idolatry.
在旧约时，
During the Old Testament, there is no wisdom that can compare to the wisdom of
Solomon.
In terms of wisdom, he had climbed to the summit.
但是从另一个人，他跌到最深的。
Yet the same man who climbed to the summit has fallen to the depths of the
valley.
He has worshipped
idols.
And because he worshipped idols,
以色列就被分裂成南国和北。Israelites
were split into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
北国有十个支派，南国有两个支派。10
tribes in the northern kingdom and 2 tribes in the southern kingdom.
所以以色列的分裂乃是因为拜偶像。
So the split Israelite is because of idolatry.
那么这个十个支派是被十个支派和两边的南的两边的南的两边的两个支派。
And the 10 tribes in the north plus the 2 tribes in the south.
他们是代表来认识神。
They are still the people of God.
不过他们有一个敬拜的中心。
And they have a central point of worship.
那就是耶路撒冷。
That is in Jerusalem.
虽然他们分成南国和北国。
Although they are divided into northern kingdom
and southern kingdom,
but 3 times a year they still need to travel to Jerusalem to hold meetings. In politics, they can have 2 governments. But spiritually, they can never be divided. They can have only 1 testimony, which is
Jerusalem.
And their testimony is based on the presence of God. And God's presence is represented by the temple. Now you can see whether it is the temple or the
Jerusalem.
God has placed the burden of the testimony on the shoulder of Christ. They are the people of God. They are the same with the rest of the
10 tribes.
In regards to God's testimony and His presence, He has placed them on the shoulder of these 2 tribes.
到后来，十个支派他们就不再来敬拜。
Towards the end, the 10 tribes will no longer return.
这是非常得罪神的一件事。
And this has wrong, they have sinned greatly against him. Because they were afraid that as people go back to Jerusalem to worship, their hearts would be taken captive. And they established another place for worship. We know that this has totally sinned against God.
你看见北国也好，南国也好，他们就继续的往再继续写他们的历史。
And yet, both the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom continue to write their history.
但是我们都知道，他们的历史是失败的历史。
But we all know that their history is a history of failure.
你看北国的这个支派，他们拜了偶像。
The 10 tribes in the Northern Kingdom, they worship the idols.
他们属灵光景越来越低沉。
Their spiritual condition continues to fall.
到了最后，在公元前722年的时候，又任凭他们坠落到亚述去。
At the end in 722, that God has allowed them to be taken captive.
亚述就是今天伊拉克的北。
Assyrians are people who live in the northern Iraq today.
100年以后，
100 years later,
两个支派也得罪神。
The 2 tribes also sinned against God.
结果他们坠落到巴比伦。
And they were taken captive to Babylon.
巴比伦就是今天伊拉克的南部。
And Babylon is the southern region of Iraq.
所以请大家记住。
Please remember.
今天伊拉克的势力重新抬头。
Today, Iraq began to raise up their power again.
它所代表的就是旧约里的亚述和巴比伦。
What Iraq represents today is the Old Testament of Syria and Babylon.
10 tribes
were taken captive to Assyria and 2 tribes taken captive to
Babylon. 他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕从犹巴拉底的那边渡过。
Their ancestors, their forefathers, Abraham, had crossed over the river of Euphrates.
希伯来的意思就是渡过河的意思。
Hebrews means those who had crossed over the river.
等到以色列失败了。
And until the time the Israelites had faced.
他们当初从哪里来？结果他们要回到哪里？
they have returned back to where they came from.
亚伯拉罕从巴比伦来，所以两个支派要回到巴比伦。
Abraham came out of Babylon, so two tribes returned back to Babylon. Abraham stayed in a place called Haran for
70
years. And then Sarah returned to Babylon.
Therefore, the 10 tribes also were taken captive to Babylon.
10 tribes These 10 tribes do not care about the testimony of God. They don't care about the temple. They don't care about the
Holy
Spirit. They don't care about the Holy Spirit. They're all people of God. They all care.
10
tribes were taken captive, and the
2
tribes also were taken captive.
10 tribes were taken captive.
After 10 tribes
were
taken to Assyria,
他们从那里慢慢地往东移，就消失了，这就成为失落的事。
And from there, they continued to move eastward, and then gradually they were all lost because
the lost 10 tribes. 有一部分到了今天的阿富汗。
And some have already traveled to Afghanistan.
因为阿富汗有六十个部落，每一个部落的名字都是十个支派。
And in Afghanistan, they have 50 tribes, and some of the tribes' names are tribes of the 10th.
后来他们再往东移到了西藏，又到了中国，也到了印度。
They continue to move eastward and move to Tibet and also to China and India.
这就是失落的十个支派，他们再也没有。
These are the 10 lost tribes which never returned.
他们不在乎神迹。
They do not care about the 10th.
他们不在乎神迹。
They don't care about the 10th.
所以神就任凭他们遭遇到世界的每一个角落。
God allowed them to wander to all corners.
他们认识神迹。
There are still people.
神拣选他们从来没有后悔。
God has elected them and he never regrets his election.
但是请记住，那两个支派。
被掳
到巴比伦以后，
十
年以后，神带领他
们。
这两班的人，你如果读马拉基书，称他们做犹大人。
And these two tribes, if you read the book Malachi, refer to them as the Jews.
犹大人就是今天我说的犹太人。
And they are Jews today.
犹太人特别许多那两个支派的人。
Jews refers to descendants from these two tribes.
他们被掳到巴比伦。
They were taken to Babylon.
他们带着圣经。
And they brought the scripture.
他们也带着会堂。
They also brought back the synagogue.
所以犹太人特点是两个，一个是本书，还有一个是会堂。
And so the Jews and Jews uniqueness. One is their book, the Torah, and then the other is the synagogue.
今天全世界大概是1400,000-1600,000。
And today there's only about
14 million people left.
14 million. By the mercy of God, these two tribes of people that came back after 70 years.
他们回来，就自己不能回来。
By themselves, they're unable to return.
因为七十在圣经里面代表天然岁数。
And because 70 represents the natural age in the Bible.
他们如果回来，
if they return,
你看你一定是神做的他的工。
It must be because God has done His work.
经过了七十。
After 70 years,
每一个人都被带到了天然生命的境
界。Each one of them has been brought to the end of their natural life.
所以从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，这是神的工作。
So to return from Babylon to Jerusalem, this is the work of God.
这个工作是复活的工作。
This is the work of resurrection.
每一个人做的。
Because no one can do so.
因为人都已经被带到了天然的境界。
That all men have been brought to the end of their age.
我们知道但以理离开的都是二十几岁。
You know that Daniel was in his
20s when he left. 他已经
90岁了。He is now about 90.
他只能为以色列祷告。
He can only pray for Israel.
他没有可能跟着他们回来。
It is impossible for him to follow them.
所以在恢复这件事情上。
So in terms of restoration.
从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷这件事。
In in terms of returning from Babylon.
这个工作哪个不稳?
This is the work of God.
是没一个人能够做。
回来这件事不可能，他们到了巴比伦以后，因为以色列人本来是最好的民夫，犹太人一直到今天是最成功的商人，他们从巴比伦学会了所有的金融各方面的技术。 In Babylon, they have learned all the methods and ways to do business. And in Babylon, they also have their freedom.
所以年轻人到了巴黎,
so for the young people who arrived in Babylon, of course, their future rests in Babylon. Of course, from there, they will travel to London and to the United States and to the
They
were willing to return to the ruins to rebuild the altar, to rebuild the temple.
不是第一代人,
not only the first generation,
第二代人,
the second generation, Nehemiah and Ezra, also.
第一代回来也能了解,
you can understand why the first generation,
因为想念他们的故乡,
because they missed their homeland.
他们怀念耶路撒冷,
and they missed Jerusalem.
但对于生在
If you are only taking captives to do for 2 years and return, you can do it.
老的一辈有的是躺在旁边。
Some of the older ones they have already died.
年轻一辈根本没有看见过耶路撒冷。
The younger generation has never seen Jerusalem.
现在你知道什么叫70。
Now we understand for 70 years.
没有一个考验比70的考验更严厉。
如果有人跟我从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，If someone says I return to Jerusalem,
你要这件事不是你做的，你不可能做这件事，这件事是神在复活里面做的。我们应该做成以东一样，We
should all be like Edom.
以东一旦被拆毁，永远不能再重建。Once
Edom was thrown down, it is completely ruined, it cannot be rebuilt.
那么就是如此。
神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？神为什么把他们落到巴 before they were taken to Babylon, according to the recordings in Ezekiel, they have secretly changed
their minds.
They secretly worship the
idols. Outwardly,
everything is right, but inwardly, everything is wrong. God wants the Israelites to be
transformed.
However, you are inward, you are outward. But your inward is already
wrong.
That's why God allowed the stones on the temple not to be rest on each other. Because God wants to heal their disease. To heal their disease of worshiping the idol.
I'll give you an example.
When my younger son was young,
我们告诉他，你要，比方说你要吃什么东西，你要告诉我。
We taught him that if you want to eat anything, you need to let us know.
我们说他很喜欢吃冰淇淋。
We know that he loves ice cream.
我说你可以告诉我们，我们给你冰淇淋。
We taught him that you can tell us, and we will give you.
但是你不可以偷吃冰淇淋。
But you cannot eat ice cream on your own.
So
one day he ate ice cream.
We want to resolve this issue once for all.
The same group of people.
Service
ten times part of another.
就我们的话里面，大部分人就都想天堂。
If we understand that, we would say, yeah, we're all saved.
但是这个支派就是直接吃这个。
But the ten times, all the ten times.
这两个支派就特别显天堂。
And these two tribes were especially.
神把见证和崇拜和见证责任放在他们肩膀。
God has placed upon their shoulders the responsibility of testimony and sacrifice.
他们到了哪里？
They went to Babylon. They returned to the world.
当整个巴比伦全都摆在他们前面的时候，只有傻瓜愿意回到耶路撒冷。只有那些人心中还有神的同在，还有神的见证。他们违背了耶路撒冷。
把神的同在，不是把神的同在，而且也把神的见证在。以斯拉回来，不是美化的圣殿，尼希米回来，重建了圣殿，这什么意思？这些人虽然他们不好。 These people, although they are not
perfect,
although they are weak, but you
see
God loves them. God allows them to return to
Jerusalem.
Not only to rebuild the Holy Temple, but also the Holy Temple. To bring back all the
temple.
And to bring back the
temple.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，这是首歌的吗？为什么神把这样的爱给他们？如果以色列人回来，这为什么爱？证明那个时候是管教的。 It proved that was
the
time to destroy. That was the time to destroy.
For
Israel, that was the
time
to destroy. But
to
the Israelites, although they were taken captive,
but praise
God, God healed them. Not only
they
were not worshiping,
they
also bring back the testimony of God.
等到他们不再妈妈基督的时候，他们回来，他们不知不觉做了一件事。因为为什么？当以赛亚回来的时候，不然就进入他的圣殿。这什么意思？在以赛亚回来以前，圣殿已经建立好了。
如果这些人不回来的话，圣殿留在巴比伦的话，圣殿在哪里？耶路撒冷不重建，所以耶稣怎么可能降生在这里？谁说我是爱你？
God says, I have loved
them. But they say, how can you love them?
弟兄姊妹，他们回来，
they thought they only brought back the testimony of the presence of God.
这已经太多了。
This is already too
much. 他们从来不知道。
Yet they do not
know. 他们回来是为了弥赛亚回来。
They returned for the sake of the
Son.
They have returned to prepare for the coming of the
Son.
And they were closely
knit
with the eternal
world.
This is such great love. God says, I have loved
them.
They say, where have you loved
them?
I think here God
has
shown
them very clearly. You thought you loved your nation.
The two tribes can also be bought just like the ten tribes. They are still the children of God. Where is God's presence?
更重要。 如果他们不回来的话，
they did not return.
What is 那就是妈妈记住的。
and those are the words found in the notes.
这些话特别为了那些从巴比伦回来到耶路撒冷的那些人。
But these words prepared especially for those people who returned from
Babylon.
Those people who stayed in Babylon.
只有那些回到耶路撒冷他们。
Only the remnant can understand.
弟兄，主要呼召的是。
God will call out the
overcomers.
God will place the testimony upon the shoulders.
我想我们就说到这，我们闭着眼睛。Lord, I hear you.
在这几天是我们与你摔跤的人。但是永远的爱永远不肯放下。但是你会生下来的这些弟兄。继续对我们说话。继续对我们说话。